Hello, everybody, and welcome to the penultimate DestroProds.com Game of Thrones spoiler cast. I'm the Dead Man. Show me today, as always, we have Shax.
Hello.
So, yeah, we're talking about episode 9, Blackwater. What did you think?
It was a decent show. It was fun.
I thought it was fucking dope.
I mean, it was cool. I mean, it was really cool. I don't know. I got mixed feelings about it, because, like, a part of me is like, yeah, awesome, finally, like, huge battle. Mm-hmm. But then there's a part of me that's like, they could have done this a lot more often in this show.
Yeah, true, but, yeah, like, this is the second to last episode of the season, I think, so I'm just wondering what they'd be doing, like, next. Because all I can see from here is them going back to their regular format of episode. Because, so like for this episode, they only focused on King's Landing. Like, they didn't go to any of the other people. It just focused mm-hmm. on this one thing. And so, just going to the next episode and just having it go back to that format seems like a step down, kind of.
I don't know. I mean, I guess that all depends on the person. Because, a part of me is like... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, but, like, this is, like... They've been prepping for this battle since, like, the beginning of the season. Almost.
Right.
Like, it's just been, like, Stannis and this leader coming in soon. It's like, oh my god, they're coming. What are we going to do? Like, everyone's preparing for this battle. And this battle happens, and then, oh yeah, here's what happens after it. Not like a new season, just... It's like, oh my god, this huge awesome thing happened. Oh yeah, and here's some other stuff.
Right, and this what is kind of like... They just, like... They've been talking about this whole thing King Robert's brother...
Stannis,
yeah. They've been talking about him coming over and what he's going to do and how he's going to take King's Landing this whole time. And in an hour, that's over with.
Yeah, and like
his
even...
His guys are dead, he's being dragged away.
Yeah, and like with... he didn't even use his weird smoke baby. Like,
yeah,
in this episode where they talked about it, is it like someone with those dark forces behind him should not be easily defeated, and then, oh yeah, he's easily defeated.
You could say he's not easily defeated if, you know, because they were about to fucking wreak havoc before
Lannister's
father came along.
Like, we'll get into it, but still, it's like, that should have been a lot harder. They should have at least gotten into the city. Like in the actual battle, I'm pretty sure only Stannis actually got onto the wall.
I think so. About like that, yeah.
They should have had. There should have been more of a fight. You know, they should have actually been able to breach the gate, go in, start wreaking havoc, and then the reinforcements show up.
Well, earlier at the beginning, you know, they're saying that. Those walls had never been breached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
but,
I mean,
yeah,
it makes sense that you're not just going to breach those walls.
Yeah, like, those walls have never been breached, but this guy has an evil demon smoke baby.
But we haven't seen the smoke baby since, like, the one episode. I wonder if that baby, that smoke demon baby is even around anymore. Maybe it took off.
I hope it is, because like, that's all I can see of, like, this happening, if Stannis is in there, and then, like, oh, we won, and then Demon Smoke Baby.
I imagine that the Demon Smoke Baby is, like, in this, like, run-down shitty bar right on the other side of the Mexican border, just drinking a beer, going, yeah, give me another one. Un cerveza, por favor.
Yeah. Look, like, he's actually just in the background in Karth. just hanging out at the House of the Undying, drinking with the wizards.
Yeah.
Dragon roast some stuff, but yeah. So, like I said, this is a bit different episode because it's not jumping between different characters. This is all just in one thing, and so the wiki entry is just four paragraphs of the exact same plot. So, what we're going to do is we're going to break it down paragraph by paragraph and look at each thing individually. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
So, start off the first paragraph. Sir Davos Seaworth, with his son Mathys, leads Stannis Baratheon's fleet into Blackwater Bay. Before their arrival, Tyrion and Shae discuss the possibility of the Lannister defeat. Queen Circe is given a powerful poison by Grandmaster Pycelle to be used should the city fall, as she believes most noble women will be attacked by Stannis' army. Outside the Red Keep, Bronn drinks and sings with his men, but the mood is sour by the arrival of the Hound, Sandor Clegane. Tensions rise between Bronn and the Hound. Before they can fight, the bells ring, indicating Stannis' fleet has been spotted. Lord Varys brings Tyrion a map of the tunnels beneath King's Landing, should they need to escape the city. Circe and Prince Tommen arrive in Maegor's Holdfast, as to where the noble ladies will stay during the battle. Circe calls for Sansa, and the two discuss the impending battle, and the need for Sir Ilyn Payne, the royal executioner, to which Circe claims is for their protection should Stannis' men breach the Holdfast. So yeah, a lot happened.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have read through this thing beforehand, like picked out stuff.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's too late now.
I mean, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. So, I kind of like the bit between Bronn and the Hound.
I guess so.
Yeah, I did like it. Like, he was... I kind of came in, Bronn tried to be, like, all... like, shit, and then the Hound just came over and... I did like their little speech. I liked the little talk they had with each other there.
It was... yeah, it was interesting, but it felt kind of empty to me. Like, those two have never had anything... any kind of...
interaction with each other at all.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's never any tension there, except for right then and there. And it's just kind of like, oh, so apparently you guys don't like each other. Like, that would have been nice to have something going on in the last couple of shows, at least.
Yeah.
You know, of you guys kind of, like, just giving each other dirty looks or something.
Yeah, now you mentioned, I don't think I've ever actually seen them in the same room before.
Yeah, I not that I can think of, yeah.
It's... yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk about with that?
Okay, you read everything in the first paragraph, right?
Yes. Like, paragraph okay. By paragraph.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, shit goes down with the fucking, pig shit.
Yeah, we haven't got there yet.
But it's right here.
In the first paragraph, it isn't? Right, you've gone to the wiki page.
Maybe we're not?
Yeah, we really should have done this shit out beforehand. But, so I'll just...
apparently, because like, I'm looking right now at plot, and it says right here, Davos Seaworth realizes the danger is too late as Bronn sets off one wildfire with a flaming arrow.
Yeah.
The ship explodes, destroying much of Stannis' fleet.
That's the second paragraph.
That's like right here in the first paragraph.
First paragraph is Sir Davos Seaworth, and then second paragraph, as the battle is set to begin. So let's move on to the second paragraph, then. As the battle is set to begin, King Joffrey demands to know where his royal fleet is, as only one ship arrives for the battle. The ship slowly lurches toward the Baratheon fleet, confusing Davos, who is at the front of the fleet. As it passes the ship, he realizes that there is no crew aboard, and sees the green fluid flowing from the back of the ship, quickly reducing the substance as wildfire. On the walls of King's Landing, Pyromancer Helaine hands a torch to Tyrion, which he uses to signal Bronn to fire a flaming arrow at the ship. Bronn hits the trail of wildfire left by the ship, which causes a massive explosion, destroying many of Stannis' ships and men, among them Sir Davos and his son Mathys. Having been far enough back from the explosion to be unharmed, Stannis orders the men to land and begin the assault. Tyrion orders the Hound to form a party and meet the Baratheon army at the Mudgate. Lance Lannister, injured during the confrontation, runs back to Maegor's Holdfast, where he informs the queen that the Baratheon men have landed. Cersei orders Lancel to bring Joffrey back from the battlements into the safety of the Red Keep. Lancel says that this will cause morale to suffer, but Cersei does not care. Cersei also tells Sansa that she lied about Sir Ellen's purpose in the Hold, and he's actually there to kill them if Stannis takes the city. So, yeah.
So, first I want to point out that once I hit refresh, the whole plot changed. Like, now I see exactly what you're talking about. I was looking at something totally different, but I was still on Blackwater. It was just written differently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so then the battle starts. But actually, I just want to talk about the, I just want to talk about the explosion. It didn't look great. Like, the effects of it.
Really?
Like, the actual explosion, like the huge green mushroom cloud, that looked fucking awesome.
Right.
But when it actually showed Davos' ship exploding, it looked real chunky. Like, the actual, like, the effects that it had. Because his ship, it looked like something out of a really bad, looked really poorly rendered.
I thought it looked fine to me.
Yeah, like, and it was also really cool. I want to know how they got that fire to go green. Like, the fire was just full-on green. There wasn't any, like, red bits at the bottom with the green on top. It's just all green. It was fucking awesome. And I want to know how they did that. If it was, like, done in post, or if there's actually some fire that burns green, because I want it.
I want to assume that there's probably something that they put in there, maybe, that made it a green color.
I once had a lighter that lit green, but that was because there was a little copper thing in front of it. You could still see red flame underneath it. But this was just completely green. And it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I would like to say that it was from that they probably used some kind of lens flare or something like that to do it. But there's scenes where some things are on fire. Just regular fire mixed in with the green fire later on after the major explosion. So, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I mean, I guess they could have went in there and touched it up a little bit here and there and just, you know, doctored green parts of it.
I really hope that it actually was just actual green fire.
I
it's really cool.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's something you can put into a fire to make it green.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. So I want to talk about the Hound.
Yeah, so, let's talk about the Hound.
So, going into battle, first thing he says to his men is, like, goes into battle, the last thing he says to his men is, like, anyone who dies with a clean sword, I will rape their families.
Something, I thought he said, I'm going to raid your bodies, but...
He's going to rape something.
Something.
It's going to... I did like that line. Like, there were a couple of just really choice lines that I really liked in this episode. And that was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... That's the kind of man the Hound is, and it's awesome.
Except for that all of a sudden, he's just like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that. We'll get into that in the next paragraph.
Alright.
It's cool. Like, at the beginning of the battle, he's awesome, because he's just going around fucking dudes up.
Right, yeah.
Like
he was cutting dudes in half.
Yeah, cutting dudes in half. Like, there's a lot of dismemberment in this episode. Like, there's a lot of body parts and bodies just being cut into weird shapes and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you got, what's his name? Fucking cutting the top of that dude's head off.
Yes.
Stannis, as he's, fucking, I think it was when he first breached the wall.
Not when he first breached it, but a little bit after he breached it, he just, like, fighting dude just chopped the top of that guy's head off. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
Really great practical effects in this episode.
Yeah. See that one dude standing next to Stannis when they're standing at the bottom of the wall still, and someone dropped a rock on the dude's head and it just kind of smushes like a fucking watermelon.
Yeah, but one thing I didn't like was that Stannis never carried his own shield. Like when they were out there, everyone was like holding their shields to protect themselves from the falling rocks. He had someone else holding a shield over his head for him.
That was interesting to me. I feel like that's a power move.
It's like, I get it, he's the king, but still.
Yeah, you think he'd just be like, here, take your own fucking shield.
Yeah, like there's dudes raining down death from above while there's this giant motherfucker with a fucking broadsword cutting dudes in half. And Stannis is like, hey, you hold my shield for me. I'd have been like, fuck you, sir.
Yeah.
But yeah, and Lancel, you know, like, are all, like, second-generation Lannisters just bitches?
Yeah, probably.
Because, like, that guy, he got one arrow to the shoulder, he's like, oh, God, and then runs away.
I know.
Little bitch. I wish his family got raped. I know. I know what I said. Deal with it. Yeah. Anything you got for this?
No, I don't really have much more for that. Yeah, the explosion. Awesome.
Okay, moving on. So, the Hound continues the battle outside the Mudgate, but loses his nerve after seeing a soldier burn alive. He retreats behind a wall where Joffrey orders him back to the battle, which the Hound refuses to do. Meanwhile, Stannis leads his men on the field, climbing a ladder onto King's Wall and on the walls of King's Landing and battling several soldiers. The Baratheon men outside the Mudgate set up a battering ram to knock down the gate, and are met with a weakening resistance. Lancel arrives at the Mudgate and tells Joffrey that Cersei has ordered him to return to the castle. Tyrion tries to convince Joffrey to remain in the battle, meant to set an example for his men, but Joffrey refuses him and returns with Lancel. Tyrion takes charge of the men, telling him that there is a tunnel which will take them around the Mudgate and behind the Baratheon men. Lancel reports that to Cersei the battle is lost, and she departs the hold with Prince Tommen, leaving the other noble ladies there. Sansa rallies the panicked women with a prayer and soon departs the hold as well. When she arrives at her chambers, she is startled by the Hound, who offers to take her north with him. Sansa, believing this is a trick by Cersei to see if she will betray Joffrey, she initially refuses his offer, but her final decision remains unclear. So yeah.
So yeah, the Hound all of a sudden turns into a bitch at the first sight of fire.
Yeah, I mean, you saw his face; it was half on fire.
Yeah, I'm sure he's seen this a thousand times.
Fire is his weakness. He's like Freddy Krueger.
But I'm sure he's seen this happen before. I mean, this isn't his first time at the dance. I'm sure it's not the first time he's ever seen fire. See, that's the only way anything's lit in this world, because there's no electricity.
Yeah, but that was some... Yeah, but he's... It was not like he's... This was a person on fire. Not just fire.
Okay. And I'm sure he's seen people on fire before. I'm sure he's been on battlefields before.
Yeah, probably, but...
And also, at this time, he's like, I'm a little bitch. I'm a puppy, not a hound.
Yeah, but before he wasn't fighting these guys who were on fire for a bitch of a king.
True, but still, I mean...
Yeah,
like, and I'm sure yeah, it was the king... had anything to do with it.
But yeah, it is a bit weird seeing him, like, leave, but I can understand the story reasons behind it of, you know, it's fire, he was on fire, and he almost died, and now he is not, and now he sees someone else on fire dying, and oh my god, weakness and shit. But it is a bit weird.
It's weird just the way, I don't know. I don't know what...
Yeah, like...
It's weird because, like, okay, I understand that he probably has a fear of fire and being on fire because... of the whole story that was told in the first season of his brother putting his face in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this is the first time that you've ever seen him really scared of anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this is how you're going to let us know that he's kind of afraid of fire? And a part of it makes him seem like a little bitch about it.
Yeah, like, would you have felt better if he got caught on fire, then put it out, and then left the battle?
Probably.
Yeah, like if they had just had the... Like, what I thought was going to happen was, so when they actually showed the guy on fire and the Hound looking at him, it kind of hesitated for a second, like the sound dropped out a bit, and then the Hound would just kind of stand there freaking out. And then the guy who was on fire got a fucking arrow through his face, which was awesome. I feel like what should have happened was, then the Hound kept fighting, and then, oh my god, I'm on fire, fuck this.
Yeah, because there's a point there where after that happens that he's kind of like just standing there looking around and sees like all the fire and he's like surprised by it. And it's like, dude, you were on the wall. You've seen the explosion. You've seen the flames of the fire and everything that was going on. Like,
yeah. You know.
If you see the arrows on fire flying over, this isn't a surprise to you.
Yeah, it's like you talked to the guy who was in charge of shooting the flaming arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have handled that a lot better.
Yeah.
But what was my favorite part of this episode was Tyrion's speech.
It was an alright speech. I like the ending of it.
Yeah, it's like, those are brave men fighting out there. Let's go kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was also great. Like, everyone was just like, as soon as the king left, everyone was like, oh, fuck this. I'm leaving. And then he's like, yes, I'm a half man, but what does that make you then?
Yeah.
It's like there's a tunnel that we can go by behind and rape them in their asses or something. It was just great seeing Tyrion actually get in charge of stuff, because I feel like he could be a good king.
Probably, yeah.
He can. Like, he's smart. He knows how shit works, and he can lead men, as was shown.
Well, I mean, like everything that was happening, like the whole thing with that the pig shit. Mm-hmm. I can't think of what it's really called. So I just
wildfire.
Keep referring to what he was calling it a pig shit. So I am too.
It was good enough for Tyrion. It's good enough for you. Damn it.
Exactly. yeah. I mean that whole thing with the wildfire and the boat and everything. That was all his idea.
Yeah, this entire
and
battle
was all done.
Like this entire battle was pretty much him, except for the ending.
Yeah, I mean it was. Yeah, I mean he. It's like the scene in the. I think it was the episode before this one where he was sitting at the table there just studying.
Yeah. Dude knows his shit.
Yeah, and what he doesn't know, he learns it.
It's so great. But he did look a little bit ridiculous in the armor.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was probably probably the best part of the episode to me. One of the.
Yeah.
Well, at least one of my favorites.
I mean, again, there wasn't really too much going on other than just plain out fighting. So yeah, I mean, it was a good scene.
Yeah. So. Moving on to the final paragraph. Tyrion having listened.
Hold on.
Okay.
So, what's going on with the Hound? So, he's basically like, fuck you, fuck the king, fuck the kingdom, yeah. I'm out this bitch, I don't do fire.
Yeah.
And then he goes and he tells, Cersei?
Sansa.
Alright, yeah, he, you know, like, I'll take you with me, because, like, he says something along the lines of, like, don't you want to see your brothers again or something like that, doesn't he?
Yes, don't you want to see your... Like, don't you want to see your home or yeah, don't you want to see your family again or something? I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of, don't you want to see insert thing that she is fond of here?
Yeah. So, what are we going to do there? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I've said since the beginning that the Hound seems to have a soft spot for her.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, her decision, like, she never actually says what she wants to do. Like, eventually she says, like, I refuse, and then he says something to her that I can't remember, but it kind of gets her second-guessing her decision. And then it cuts away to battle.
Right. And it's weird, because, like, this whole time, she's held strong to the ideas of, this might be a trick. I'm just gonna be, yeah, this is, I want Joffrey. Joffrey is king. He is so great. Blah,
Joffrey,
blah, blah.
Yes, Joffrey is the greatest man I have ever known.
Yeah, and like now, after she refuses him, and he's like, he's a killer, they're all killers, we're killers, blah, blah, blah. It seems like she might finally break and be like, yeah, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like people can only handle so much.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, and now that she actually has someone who is badass enough to keep her ass safe from people. Like,
right.
that seems to be the thing. Like, she's been afraid the entire time of leaving. Because, like, if she leaves, people will find her and kill her.
Yeah, I mean,
now she has the fucking Hound on her side.
True, yeah. Maybe they'll just go through the kingdom and kill everyone.
Yeah. As they're leaving, it's like, before we leave, I have some people I want you to kill for me. just makes the Hound like Sansa's version of the man.
There you go.
Because that'd be great. Just like having the Stark women just have these like insanely powerful badass killers under their thumb. Like Caitlin has Brienne. Arya has the man, and now Sansa has the Hound.
There you go.
By their powers combined, they are fucking badass.
they all get together and they form one big knight.
Yes. No, they just form a giant... No, they just form a gun. Because think about it. That's probably the most powerful weapon that they... If they just form together, they just form like a fucking Beretta 55 caliber. Just boom, dead, boom, dead, boom, dead.
I was thinking about that while after watching this episode and playing Ghost Recon. I'm like, this whole team, because you're just like one man of a four man team,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like, this whole team could conquer that whole world.
Yes,
because their technology is so far advanced. Like,
yeah, so just like get them all together, they all of a sudden turn into Megatron. Because, you know, Megatron turned into a gun once.
They turned into Megatron, who then turns into a gun.
Yes. And then Arya shoots him.
There you go.
No, actually, with the size of Megatron, Starscream would have to be the one to shoot him.
Mm.
But yeah, moving on from that awesome fan fiction someone should write. So, Tyrion, having led his men through the tunnel, attacks the Baratheon men from behind, defeating them with ease. They stop to celebrate their victory, but soon return to fighting as a large group of Stannis' men arrive from nearby. As Tyrion fights, he's unexpectedly wounded by Sir Mandon Moor, a member of Joffrey's Kingsguard. Tyrion is wounded, but before he can be killed, his squire, Podrick Payne, slays Sir Mandon with a spear through the head. As Tyrion lays wounded, a large Lannister army arrives to save the Mudgate force, just as he loses consciousness. Cersei, is in the Great Hall with Tommen and tells him a story about a lion and his cup. She pulls the poison out and is about to give it to Tommen when she suddenly is startled by the arrival of Sir Loras Tyrell and her father to see Tywin Lannister, and who informs her that they have won the battle. Yeah.
So, there's a couple of things here.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I'm pissed off that she didn't feed the poison to her son before it happened.
Yeah, I know. Like, I was expecting a missed ending of she just killed her own just killed her own kid and is like walking out carrying her body, and then all of a sudden Tyrion shows up. It's like, we've won the battle.
Yeah, that would have been so much better because she's such a cunt.
Yes, I know. Like, so her son, so one of her sons is and has had a little bitch who is like, so fuck. Then her daughter ran off. Then her daughter was sent off to another country, and then if her son had died, she would have had absolutely nothing left. Which I feel like she should have nothing left. Aside from her weird incest relationship with her brother.
Yeah. And cousin.
Yeah. I feel like he should have died too. He needed to die.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't have as much problem with him. I feel like he's just really caught in the middle for the most part.
Yeah, I know he is, but like that's all she should be left with is her brother.
I'd rather Jaime Lannister die than the cousin.
Come on, Jamie's not that bad.
He is a fucking piece of shit.
Yes, he is, but he's an entertaining piece of shit.
True, but still.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would have liked if she would have gave him, like, even if it would have been like, here's the poison, drink, and then all of a sudden, like, 2 seconds later, we won. But like, oh shit, spit that out.
Yeah, like, I feel like the scene of her dropping the vial of poison and it shattering on the ground would have been much more, like, impactful if there hadn't been any poison in it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, fuck, Tyrion got his face cut.
Yeah, what's with that? Like, it was one of his own men.
I know, dude.
But there's no motive behind it other than he's always been treating Joffrey like shit.
Maybe the Queen got him to do it.
Possibly. I mean, I hope that is discussed in the last episode.
Yeah, I really hope
so. At some length.
Yeah, I really hope so, because, like, I also like...
It didn't make sense.
Yeah, but I do like Podrick. Just takes a spear, just jabs it through his face and breaks it off in it.
Yeah, I gotta give it to him. The dude's just a squire. That's all he is. And here he is fucking motherfucker.
Yeah, the dude steps the fuck up.
I gotta give it to him.
Yeah, like, squires of Lannisters are kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hope that... You know, like, what actually... So Tyrion just got a gash across the face, right? Like, cause when I first saw it, and he just kind of stopped still, I thought, like, oh god, he got his head cut off.
I thought it was going to be... Because you could see the diagonal cut.
Yeah, like any
time... I thought the top part of his head was going to slide right off.
Yeah, like, anytime they do, slash and the person stops and there's a slow reveal of the cut, it usually followed by a slide.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in this fucking show.
Like, yeah.
This show, it feels... But no, it's just, hey, this guy got cut, now he passes out.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah, I did like what happened beforehand with, like... So, like, they get everything, they set like, the brand on fire, and then everyone's like, Hoffman! Hoffman! Hoffman!
Is that what they're saying? Okay. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck are they saying?
Yeah, I know. Like, the first couple times they were chanting, I couldn't... Like, first couple times I was just like... I heard, like, Hoffman! 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 It's like, what are they saying? And then I heard, Hoffman! I was like, oh, okay.
Alright, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But, yeah... So yeah, that's this episode.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see more large scale wars like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's well, yeah, it's so this is so it's gonna do it for this episode, I guess. The next episode is episode 10, Valor Morghulis. I have no idea how to pronounce that.
Valar Morghulis.
Sure, let's go with that.
That's my stab at it.
Hey, the season finale is 70 minutes.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
gonna be awesome.
I think this one should have been 70 minutes.
Yeah, like they should have stretched this battle out a lot more because, yeah, like you said, as we've said, went by a bit too quick.
Yeah, it did definitely.
Hmm. But yeah, so there's that. Sure, join us next week for the series finale of the Game of Thrones spoiler cast. Or season finale. I don't know. It's a something finale. It's a finale of finale. It's finale palooza.
Yep.
Yeah, so, till next time, though. I'm dead.
I'm Shaxson. Oh my god, I drank the poison.
We'll see you guys next time.